I thought we had a good practice today. It was a long practice. We put in our red zone offense and defense and spent a lot of time there, got a lot of quality reps, and so I thought it was a productive practice. This is a big stretch. I told the team we're practicing 5 days in a row, so this is a big, important part of training camp. We changed it up from last year. We did, 3 days and then took a day off. Now we got a 5-day window here where we really have to get a lot accomplished.
The issues with the snaps in the center, how big of a concern is that, and how confident are you that
it's definitely a concern, but I'm also confident that we will clean it up and we'll get it addressed, but it is definitely a concern. Ball security is the number one thing we talk about every night in training camp. We pick one specific fundamental and talk about it. The first night we did ball security. We talked about center quarterback exchange. We talked about quarterback running back exchange. We showed him pictures. The next night we did creating turnovers. The next night we did blocking. Last night we did tackling. So we talk about it, and it's definitely a concern. We got to get it cleaned up.
Nate Garner obviously filled in at center today. Mm-hmm. He didn't start training camp as working in that center group. I guess he's a breaking case of emergency. What have you seen from Nate so far, and is he a realistic option to stay inside?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're looking at a number of different combinations. We don't have a rock solid, solidified. These are our five starters at this position. And so that's part of the process of training camp. We wanted to get him exposure to playing inside and outside. And so that will continue, I would imagine, for a while longer as well.
You have some versatility at tight end and no fullback on the roster. Does it make sense to carry four?
We're going to keep the best 53 guys. It's certainly possible. It could be five. It could be three. I mean, we wouldn't rule anything out. We want to keep the best 53 players that give us a chance to win. So I certainly wouldn't rule that out.
Music in practice instead of crowd noise when there's line scrimmage. How'd that come about?
But we talked about it as a staff. Everybody brought different ideas. We have some new guys, and we kick around some ideas in the offseason, things that we can maybe do differently to hopefully improve the practice atmosphere. And so we're not going to always, it's not always going to be music. When we get closer to a game, we'll do some crowd noise as well. But I think it's been a good addition.
Is it something that Bill
may
suggest?
Actually, it wasn't him, no.
You're picking the music, right? That's all you're
talking. Absolutely, yeah. Are you insinuating that I don't have a wide range of expertise in that area?
I want to see your iPad.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Joe, Marcus Bigpin, how has he looked at receiver and moving the kickoff up 5 yards, and now you have a lot of touchbacks. Does that affect him in particular, because kickoff returns as part of how he stays in the league?
Well, as you know, Chris, roughly half is of the kickoffs or touchbacks, roughly, and give or take a few. And so that applies league-wide. It's not just to Marcus Thigpen. It happens to everybody. So, he's doing some good things as a receiver position. We've been featuring him primarily inside, where he has a good feel for things, and he's got good quickness and change of direction that you like on some of those start-stop type of routes. And so, but, the competition in there is pretty fierce.
Talk about tempo of offense pretty much since they've got here. Mm-hmm. The last 2 years, though, it hasn't been lightning fast pace. Why is this year going to be different?
Well, part of it, I think, Adam, is you have to get some first downs to generate. That certainly helps the tempo. I mean, if you throw an incomplete pass or you're in third and long, you get sacked, it's tough to generate the tempo that you're looking to create. So I think part of it's been a function that we haven't been super productive on offense. I mean, let's get that out on the table. That's a fact. And so I think it's hard to really generate the type of tempo you're looking for when you're not getting a lot of first downs.
Joe, for you individually, how have you improved as a football coach this year compared to a year ago or 2 years ago?
I think I have a better rapport, chemistry with the players on the ball club. I've spent more time communicating with them in a one-on-one manner and in team meetings. I've been doing the bed check every single night at the hotel and just knocking on their doors and making sure they're okay and busting their chops a little bit if they're awake. Speaking of Thigpen, he has some wild parties. I mean, this guy's asleep. I mean, he hasn't even moved every time we knock on a door. But I think we're all more on the same page. I think I've done a better job outlining the expectations, and but obviously the proof's in the pudding. We'll see.
Although Deion's suspended for the first four regular season games, you know, what have you seen from him in training camp, and how have you been managing his time compared to others who may be able to play in the first four regular season games?
Well, it's very early still in camp, and he had some good production out there today, I know. I noticed him a couple of times out there making plays. He had a big pick the other day. We showed the whole team. We were talking about the night before creating turnovers and talking about getting your eyes and your hands on the ball, and there was a great, great picture of it in practice the other day. And so I think he's really been productive when he's been out here. I've noticed him down on the individual. He's getting more accustomed to the fundamentals and the techniques. But there will come a time where we're going to have to balance the fact that, okay, he's not going to get, you know, he's not going to be available for 4 weeks, and other players will need certain reps. I don't think we're at that point yet, but it'll come at some point.
Miller seems to be making some plays out here in the first week. Obviously, it's early. But what have you seen from him as a receiver?
Yeah, he's got good hands. The thing you notice about Omar, I think he has a little bit of a second gear. I mean, I think he's got that explosiveness. And once he shuffled one or two times today on a draw. I know we corrected him one time where he kind of danced in the hole a little bit. But typically he's been decisive. And when he really makes up his mind, you kind of see him moving away from people. And I think he catches the ball well. So I like what he's done so far.
Joe, what do you see Lamar Miller doing this year that he wasn't necessarily doing last year?
Well, I think he's just more consistent. I thought the first run, I didn't really like his first run today in the team run period, and kind of mentioned something to him in a nice manner. And then, you know, I thought later on, he really, a couple of runs today, was really decisive, really quick and explosive. And I think the extra weight, again, we haven't seen him matched up a ton yet in pass protection in the blitz against the linebackers. But I think that's going to bear fruit for him, too. He's stronger. He's more physical. That should hopefully help break a couple tackles as well.
Yeah, you've added a couple of players here recently. Is there any particular skill set you're looking for, especially with the offensive lineman? Any size or mobility or any?
Well, we wanted to look at some tackles. Chris, really it was more a positional thing, I think, than anything else. And Dennis and his staff identified some guys, and we brought them in. And obviously, you know, it's tough when, you know, for the guys that are here and have been with us for an off season. But that's the nature of football. You have to take a look and explore the different options of getting better. And so that's really what it was all about.
Quarterback, you added. Seems like he's got some size. I mean, what do you like about him?
He looked natural throwing the football. I mean, I don't want to overcomplicate the position. And when he worked out, he's a big guy, and I thought his arm strength was good. And he looked pretty natural throwing the ball without, you know, obviously we're going to coach him. We're going to give him some fundamentals that we think are important. But, you know, when he threw, he looked effortless at times. And I think he has a strong arm. So that's kind of, you know, we don't know a ton about him, but he made a good first impression.
Joe, when you have an offense with lots of formations, lots of motion, double reverses and such, what do you have on this roster you think that lends itself to those kind of things, those elements?
Well, I think we got some guys that can line up in a bunch of different spots and do different things. Obviously, Charles Clay is a guy that, you know, kind of fits the offense very well because he's versatile. He's got good speed, good awareness, good instinct. I think, obviously Mike Wallace, who we've featured in the past, last year primarily more outside. I mean, I think there's a place where, you know, formationally we can maybe use him in the middle of the field on occasion, not wholesale. And I think some of those guys, you know, Brian Hartline with his smarts, we can move around. I think the more you can, you know, pre-snap, slow down the pace of the defense a little bit, that helps. But there's also a flip side to that. But I think that's the primary reason so far.
Some of those guys, they're almost giddy when they talk about this new offense. I've never really seen that before. Why do you think the big change?
Well, I think players want to contribute. They want to get their hands, especially skilled players, they want to get their hands on the football, and they feel like, you know, with moving around a little bit more, potentially a little more disguise in what we're doing, a little more help in the releases with motion and stacks and those type of things, I think that gets them excited. And the route concepts aren't, yeah, there's some new ones, but a lot of the routes are semi-universal in football. But I think they're excited about, you know, hopefully getting a lot of first downs, playing fast, tempo, moving around a little bit. I think those are all the things that they're upbeat about.
Joe, you're about 2 days away from the first preseason game, and the guys, obviously they're hitting each other now, but they're starting to kind of itch and get ready to take on another opponent here.
I don't think quite yet because, you know, we had three practices. We gave him a day off. I would venture to guess that today's Tuesday, maybe by Friday or something like that, they may be ready to, you know, be itchy because we're still – things are still a little bit new. You know, tomorrow we're going to do two-minute. You know, we're going to do a lot of two-minute reps. And so there's still some install. Most of it's totally been put in the spring, but there's some little additions that we've put in this summer that's new to those guys. So I think when they're – still in a learning mode and some things are still fresh. At times you can, you know, they don't hit the doldrums of training camp yet.
One more last one.
In terms of your Damian Williams, how do you keep him straight?
What do you mean? Like,
you have two Damian Williams on
your team. Yeah, we parentheses running back, parentheses wide receiver.
So just we have to Damian do Williams.
Yeah. Well, I kind of know where they are in the team meeting room, so if I'm identifying them, I kind of impolitely, is that the right word? I have to point, but it's usually, but in the offense, it's, you know, parentheses receiver, parentheses running back.
What do you see as the flip side that you mentioned to the offense?
Well, I think I've mentioned it before, Steve. When you're, there's two schools of thought sometimes. When you're stationary as a football team, you can, or a heavier emphasis on stationary, you might be able to make more adjustments offensively, check a play another direction, redirect things, signal things differently. If you're snapping a ball and guys are moving, and you know, you don't really have that option, you know what I mean? And so you have to kind of go with the play. So your intent is that you're going to create a little bit of indecision, limit the play speed of the defense with all the shifting, the motion, and so forth. The flip side is you're not always 100% sure of the adjustments, and you may get stuck into a look that maybe is less than ideal.